Presents Gordo's Happy Fun House Party of Fun and Maybe Ranch Reunion Special Revival. Live now on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Funhouse. Funhouse. Garden Keith Funhouse.
He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's the student of heroes. He's the station dancer.
He's the devil's own.
Garden
Well, this is really awkward tonight. I don't know what to expect here, but I do know that what has happened so far is something that I haven't expected, because I'm having this house party and no one has shown up yet. I'm here at my house, the whole place, and it's completely empty. I have all this food here and nobody's here. Blake, have you heard from anyone that as to whether or not that they're on their way?
No, I have not heard from anybody, but I'm here at the studio, Gordon.
Well, yes, I know, and I appreciate you going to the studio. I just feel more comfortable with you there, and I'm sorry for the late notice.
Yeah, I was at your house, and then I had to drive all the way here to studio.
Yeah, but in case I take calls or something like that, I want you to be able to screen them and make sure that they're good.
I mean, it sounds cool, but I kind of took an edible on the way to your house, so I don't really feel comfortable up here, but I'm here because that's where you want me.
Well, just don't. Why would you say on the air that you took an edible?
I was just being honest. I just thought, you know, if Soroy is coming to a party, I would assume that we're all going to get effed up tonight, dude.
Okay, all right. Okay, you're listening to Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House of Fun. I'm Gordon Keith. This is hopefully going to be first in a series of parties that I'm going to have, where I invite my friends over to my house and we party our asses off. So far, we're off to a good start. I know that the weather is a little bit bad out there, so some of my guests have not arrived just yet. But you did text out to everyone, send the evite and all that, Blake. You handled that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it went out. I believe so. If they checked their AOL, yeah.
And the press release, did you send that out?
I did. Yes, I did do that, for sure.
Because I'm trying you out as a producer here.
Yes, I got it. I definitely sent it out.
How many people did you send it to?
Three, a dozen or so. I don't know, a whole bunch.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Okay. That's more than Gen X Dave ever did for me.
Oh, good.
He was producing.
Well, cool.
So how many did you bring the clippings from what people
well
said about the show?
I brought the clipping, yeah. Just one. Well, I mean, only...
What do you mean, the?
There's only one. Only one news organization decided to cover it. But I brought it.
Okay. That's slightly disappointing. Morning news? My old home?
No. No. The Forney Community News Bulletin and Ag Report.
Holy mackerel. Are you serious?
What? What's wrong with it?
All we got was the Forney Community News Bulletin?
Dude, it's written by Richard Kreitman.
Am I supposed to know that name?
Yes. He covers Forney football and girls basketball.
You know I don't read sports.
Okay.
All right, so.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I would like you to read it. I'm going to turn down the house music here until I actually have someone to do house music for. Okay.
Okay, here.
All right, here he is. It is time for Blake to read our news clipping from the Forney Community News Bulletin.
And Ag Report.
And Ag Report. Take it away, Blake.
Fans of sports radio in Dallas, take note. The Heritage Sports Radio Station Sport AM The Ticket 96.7 is rolling out a new specialty program this weekend hosted by former local celebrity Gordon Keith. The show will air presumably live on 1310 FM and on the Sports Day app on Saturday, May 22nd at 10 p.m. Fans of The Ticket might remember Keith as being a minor regular contributor to the morning show starring Craig Miller, George Dunham, and Skip Bayless. Keith was known for his offbeat brand of humor and ability to make those around him uncomfortable. He was the host of the short-lived TV show WFAA Presents Gordon Keith, which aired on and canceled by Channel 8 in the decade before last. Keith went on to write for the Dallas Morning News before dropping out of sight. Will audiences still warm to Gordon's haphazard approach to compelling radio, or will they just ignore his attempt at, okay, that's it. I thought there was more.
They ended with the word at?
Yeah. Next page is birthdays, if you want me to read those. But, yeah, that's it.
Like celebrity birthdays?
No, local. Local Forney community members. Melvin James turned 72. Roberta Carter, 63.
No, I don't.
Iola Bennett, 86.
I don't need any local Forney birthdays.
What about Carter
they
Manger,
got a lot of
47.
Stuff wrong there in their little piece that they did.
Well, I thought it was great.
I'm not a minor regular contributor to the morning show. I'm a show host.
Skip Bayless still around?
Guys. No.
Oh.
See, that's the timeline's way off on that.
I thought Richard
okay.
did great.
All right. So, we're having the Fun House. We hope that everyone's tuned in on 1310 and 96.7 FM. We've got the Sports Day app. I think that's up and running. Hopefully it is. Do you have any confirmation of that, Blake?
We don't know
whether it's on the Sports Day app right now,
no.
But people can get us on 1310, and that has been my radio home for, these 30-some-odd years somewhere in there, and so I just want to thank everyone for listening. This is the place where I feel most at home. And so let's head to the phone calls. We got a full bank of calls there, Blake?
No one yet. But I will let you know when they do begin to light up.
Okay, that is 888-787-1310 is the telephone number. That is toll free from anywhere else in the Metroplex. So give us a call and let us hear from you. We want to hear from you. Have you heard from Corby or Jake or Davey?
No.
Anybody?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Can you hold on a second? I'm going to go get me a glass of water, okay?
Okay.
Let's hear from you, P1s. 888-787-1310. Who we got coming up first?
Still no one, Gordon.
Can people email us?
I mean, yeah, I have the questions from email if you want.
Okay.
Is that cool? Is that okay?
Yes, please. Let's do some letters from our P1. Let's hear it.
From Erica's father, Gordon, why are you re-entering weekend radio after such a long absence?
Thank you for that question. The reason I'm re-entering weekend radio is I feel a calling to the P1s. Hit some sensitive music if you have some back there. I think that when you've starred on radio for as long as I have, and, you know, I've been in morning drive radio, but really where my heart, it hit the sensitive music, really where my heart is on the weekends. This is where we do all of our best work. This is where we talk about the things that are important to other people. And so that's not sensitive music. I want, like, piano or something like you would see in an ESPN, both my parents died in a cancer murder suicide piece about some player that's going to be drafted. Something like that. That kind of music. Do you have any cancer murder suicide music?
You know, a gang of us on the show want to see for ourselves where all these wonderful Johnson products come from, so we're going to Haley Lewis. As you know, you young folks especially.
That clearly, we don't have that. Fine. So, I just wanted to get back in the game, and I think this is the best way to do it. Question number two, Blake, what we got?
From Eric in Northwood Hills, what does Gordon like for breakfast?
That's a great one. Waffles, pancakes, my favorite. Boom, syrup, love it. Next.
Jack the Ripper in Bedford, how gay is Gordon in real life? You want me to answer this?
Next.
From P1 Chris, Blake, have you ever been to Gordon's house? Boy. I'm supposed to tonight,
little
P1
awkward.
Chris, but I was called to action here in the studio.
A little awkward.
By myself.
Okay, well, next.
That's it.
Nothing?
No.
Whoa! Looks like we got somebody.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Sweet. Hold on. Hey! Look at here. It's Gen X Davey. Gen X Davey, what's happening, man?
Hey, Gordon. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, Davey is here. The party is on. This is great.
Where is everybody?
People are stuck in traffic. Apparently there's a big accident on one of the thoroughfares, and they weren't able to make it. So it's just you and me right now. It's time to get the party started. We got Davey here. It's about to get crazy, insane. It's time for some music. We got some Daft Punk happening here, Dave. You and I are going to dance, and we'll be right back with Dave Lane. Yeah!
Are you on cocaine?
I
couldn't get any.
What's better?
Gordon Keith presents Gordo's Happy Funhouse Party of Fun and maybe Ranch Reunion Special Revival. Live now on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, so you want to sit down on the couch here? All right, let me turn off this music here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Dave.
That's better.
Thanks for showing up, man.
Man, long time no see.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, thanks for finally giving me your address.
Yeah, no problem. This is, kind of a temporary place for me right now, but it's nice. Yeah. You can see. I mean, this is all,
I mean,
all these furnishings. All
yeah, I mean, they look gently used.
It's pretty good. So now you remember, you read the invitation, right? You saw what I
yes.
required.
Yes, would you want your gift now?
Yes.
I mean, it's weird that you invite people to your house and you expect gifts, but
well,
if it puts me back in your good graces.
You've heard of a housewarming, haven't you?
Yeah, I didn't know that's what this was. I thought it was Gordon's fun time carnival.
What did you bring?
Well, here, hold on.
What the hell?
open this box.
Okay. Let's see here.
I hope it's your size. I did have it sized. It's okay. A ring.
Yes. Nice.
It might be a thumb ring, nice. Or maybe your index finger, because it's kind of big.
It's a little bit too big for my thumb.
Is
when
it?
Have I ever worn a thumb ring before?
I don't know.
Why would you get me a thumb ring?
Well, it holds special value. At least I think it will to you, anyway.
Okay.
As you can see, it's amber. But hold it up to the light. Can you hold it up to the light?
Yeah.
Do you see something inside the amber?
Yeah. What is that? So, like a little? Is it a creature of some kind? What is this?
No, it's
like a refraction?
It's Lee Harvey Oswald's foreskin. And it was made into a ring. It was like molded in amber and then polished to a high shine. And then I found it on Etsy.
Hold on a second. I dropped it here. Oh.
I think it went over.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. Now, I asked you to bring a covered dish, even though I've got tons of food over here, as you can see. I had this catered by Chick-fil-A.
I didn't have time to make anything. I was running late, so mm-hmm. I stopped and got you some crazy bread.
Crazy bread.
Oh, man. It looks like they forgot the dipping sauce, but... It's two orders of crazy bread. If you want to put that over there.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. So tell me how life is going. You and I have not done radio together in regularly for what? 15 years?
Maybe. Yeah.
At 15 least, like, years.
13 something.
And how are things going with you?
They were awful, and then they got worse, and then they were a little better, and then they got bad again, and they've been kind of okay for a little bit.
Yeah.
But now
hey,
I'm going to
break open
better.
This crazy bread, okay? So
okay. Yeah.
You can stay right there.
Should I text somebody? See where they are?
All right, yeah, you were telling me something.
It's good, right? The crazy bread?
It's a little dry.
Well,
it's a little dry.
I didn't look in the bag when I left.
So I apologize for there not being anyone else here. Right now, to be quite honest, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Well, you know, it's actually kind of good because I did want to talk to you about something.
You okay? You look. I don't know. Your face looks like you're.
Well,
upset.
No, I mean I'm not upset.
I apologize for not. Keeping up with you more.
To
be honest,
you know,
it's just being around you always depresses me so much that I find myself, you know, avoiding you, and that's not right. That's on me.
That's on me. It's on me.
Probably,
I need to be less depressing.
But we should share responsibility just for the sake of me looking good.
So I don't know if you read my blog, but I recently... had
surgery. You have a blog?
Yeah. I mean...
Who has a blog anymore?
I post sporadically. But whenever something important happens in my life, I like to blog about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had surgery. And they removed my grape cluster. And
oh, I forgot you had hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
forgot
and
about
so,
that.
So everything was great afterwards.
Keep,
I thought.
Keep talking. I'm just getting the music right.
I thought you know, my life had finally
uh-huh.
turned a corner, and
yes. That's great, man.
And then the other day, as I was washing my anus.
Okay. Hold on. Keep talking. I'm just trying to get the music.
I felt a fatty deposit on my taint.
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
You're just one of the few people that I feel comfortable talking to about
right.
these kinds of things.
Gosh, well,
and
this is
so. I didn't know, like, I know it's not testicular cancer because
right.
it's not in my right. testicle.
That's great.
It's definitely yep. not normal.
Oh, hey, somebody else is here. This is awesome. Hold on. I'll be right there. Hold on a sec, Dave, okay? I'm sorry, man.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. Coming.
And
yeah!
And,
look at this! Sarai! Whoa. Sarai! Yeah!
Why are you guys sitting on the floor?
What is up? Like Michael!
Why is there yes. a single candle? What are we doing?
Man, wait, the party
Gordon,
is starting now.
The
party
wearing,
is starting
Gordon?
Now.
Was I hey, supposed Mike. To wear a kimono? Why are you dressed like that?
It's just what I wear. It's kind of a house get up.
Where is everybody? Are they out back smoking? Where
no. No, there's no smoking here allowed at the complex. So it's one of those deals where I think that Blake was responsible for sending out the invitations. And I think he put the wrong address on there. So a lot of people have gone to the other address. But we're trying to get that fixed.
Dude, I thought it was late. I was at a party at Joe Lecce's house just now, and I have never seen that much cocaine. Not even in movies.
Like, Lecce.
It was wild. Fernando was there, leather mask with the zipper on it. It was like freaking wow. out, dancing and partying.
At Joe Lecce's? Or are you talking about
the
That's
the spot tonight, dude. The spot tonight is Joe Lecce's house.
I didn't get that invite.
You're talking about the same Joe Lecce that worked at the Ticket, the real mild-mannered guy with the
mild-mannered.
Somewhat effeminate voice, but he was married and
Dude, Joe Lecce, that's the spot. We should maybe might want to mobilize. I don't know if this is all we got.
Joe
but it's
Lecce.
All dude.
All right.
Yes.
Well, hell. So, did you bring a gift? Did you bring something to eat? What do you got?
Bring a gift. Jeez. All right. I did bring a gift because it was like in bold lettering on the invite. Bring a gift. Most people
way
are
to
like,
go,
oh,
way to go.
Maybe don't bring a gift. You know, like, hey, no gifts needed. But yours, it was like the biggest thing on the thing. It said, bring a gift.
That's
so
right.
I was like, all right. I was going to bring an LP of Father John Misty's perfect album, I Love You, Honey Bear, but I knew you wouldn't listen to it, so I was like, I need something else.
Yeah, I refuse.
As you know, Gordon, mm-hmm. I live, and I heard Davey's gift as I was listening on the radio while I was in my car driving from Joe Lecce's party to this party. Downgrade. But I heard his gift. And you know I live right next to Lee Harvey Oswald's former home.
Where that's right!
Yes, and you haven't been here. I'm finally at your damn house, and you've not come.
I know it. Well, you know what? I promise you, I will come by there and look at Lee Harvey's old house. And so I'll then text you after I get back home
well,
and
just,
tell
no,
you all
text,
how it
no,
was.
Text me when you're on your way, and I'll be like, cool, bro, I'll come out to meet you.
No, I kind of just want to see it, you know, and have, you know, my own personal private
it's
time and prayer while
like
I'm there.
On
so
my
I don't really want to
property.
Talk be, with anyone
you
else.
You know, you can stand in the exact spot where his arms are pasted on backwards and he was holding his rifle.
I don't think it was that poor of a Photoshop.
I thought about ripping a piece of the fence off, you know, one of those pointy parts of the fence and bringing it to
yeah,
you.
They're
but
called
no.
pickets. Yeah.
Gordon?
Yeah.
I live right next door. So, you know, the
so you know what pickets
rifle.
Are.
Just last night, for uh-huh. you, I snuck over there. Okay? Nobody lives there now. It's fine. I picked the lock. I used to be a thief. It's fine. I picked the lock. I go in snooping around, and I pried up. I brought a crowbar. I pried up this piece of the floorboard. And there was this paperwork. It was some edition of the Militant Socialist Papers. I'm like, I don't know what this is. But there's like a hand-drawn map of Dealey Plaza, and it said 11-22-63, and there's like a big red X. And there's a couple stickers on there that was like, you can do this, and Showtime. And I'm like, whoa, all right, this has got to be something of interest or value. So here you go, dude. How's for you?
This is like my favorite thing I've ever owned outside of Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub and Lee Harvey Oswald's foreskin amber ring. This is awesome, Mike.
Three.
This is so cool. Seriously, dude.
I pried it out of the floor, man.
Dude,
I was like, I don't even know what
hug.
This is, but I bet this guy loves hug. This crap.
Can we carbon date that paper?
Dang, look at this.
It looks like a spiral notebook.
This is like amazing. There's a...
It's probably worth a bunch of money. I probably could have sold it, but I gave it to you, but now I'm already regretting that.
Memo on the back of it. Huh.
There's a 40 liner on the back.
Yeah, there's a 40 liner here for D&M and Diamond Doctor. Log it, Jer. Log it. That is so cool. Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Glad you're here. Now, I'm detecting a slight overwhelming whiff of alcohol coming off of you. So
no, that's not me.
Has there been some pre-gaming?
I told you the party I was at. So, yes, there's a smack of booze. Perhaps Tito's handmade vodka distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. And please drink responsibly.
Log it.
But yeah, I was at a party before, and now I'm at this party, and frankly, I kind of wish I was at the last party because
no,
I love Dave Lane, I love Gordon Keith.
We are about to have the time of our lives here, guys.
It doesn't look like anything's about to change.
This is about to get wild. It's about to
How
get
so?
Wild here. Well, we were just, we were just starting up the great conversation, and we were getting into it. We were really, talking and stuff.
What are the thumbs ups and thumbs downs as far as drug use at this party?
What do you mean?
Start with the thumbs downs.
Well, thumbs down is illegal drug use.
Okay. All right, I'm going to head back to Joe Lecce's.
No.
I didn't know, dude. I didn't know what kind of party this was.
Do you have a problem with him doing drugs because of this?
Well, I mean, I would probably.
Then we're gonna all go.
I would probably want to partake in whatever Mike has.
Thank
honestly.
You. This is your house, Gordon. I can't believe it.
This is it.
I knew it would take like a bit, like a radio Gordon Keith party bit, this to get me invited to anything you do.
No,
but look at this. This is pretty sweet.
You are more than welcome to. You guys want the tour?
Yeah, let's take
it.
I mean, I see pretty much all of it from here, but
yeah. So over there, as you can see across this room, as you can see into the next room, that is the kitchen. All right.
Okay.
And then if we turn around and look, right next to me is my bed.
Okay.
So all told,
what? Hold on. Time out.
Wait. The futon is your bed?
Yes.
What is with all
is
these?
My bed. In the corner is the papasan. Sometimes I sit in that and look towards the bed. And
why do you have a naked bulb sitting on top of a stack of Playgirls?
That's a Kong. It's a dog toy sitting on top of it. It's like a Kong.
What's with all these Kevin Spacey posters?
I was a big fan of his work.
Is this hand-drawn Kevin Spacey poster?
Yeah, I did draw that myself, yes.
Why, there's three of them.
I drew that myself. Well, I got better, see? And
the third one is like a whole figure.
Yeah, once you got the K-Packs, you were really good.
Yes.
What is that?
That one's probably my favorite one. But you can see my skill got better as we went along.
That's really
insane. As more allegations piled up, my skill improved.
Yeah, you focus more.
I think I worked harder.
That's insane.
As the story progressed.
I guess he was a good actor, but that's bizarre.
So, glad you're here, Mike, first of all.
Oh, well.
You did interrupt us a little bit. We were talking about Davey, and he had a horrible case.
No, this was just between... This is just between you and me.
Dave, you're more me than a terrible case of hemorrhoids that gets brought up so regularly.
Yeah. I really didn't want to share it widely. It was more kind of confiding in a friend.
Meh.
But You have an edible? Maybe I'll talk about it after an edible.
Absolutely, I got an edible. Let me just.
All right, guys, it's time to party. We're gonna party. We're gonna come back, and we are gonna talk to the P1s. Yeah, crank it up, Blake.
Special edition of the Deep Night Ticket, otherwise known as Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House Party of Fun, starring Monsignor Gordon Keith, and live on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are here. We are happening. We got Mike Soroy. We got Gen X Davey Lane. We are kicking it tonight. This is a party night, and we invite you to be a part of it. What?
Yeah, what's the bar situation?
There's drinks in there.
Any beers in the fridge?
No, there's drinks. Yes, go ahead. Have at it.
I just went to the men's room. What's with the waist-high holes in all these walls?
Oh, those are just...
Were you, like, hanging a flat screen or something?
Yeah, but why would there be, like, a...
Yeah, just molly bolt holes that had been pulled out. I put something up there.
It's far too big for that.
Too much weight.
Around it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Looks like you kept on trying to find a stud and you missed.
No, I didn't miss. Didn't miss. So, I don't know if this was said on the invitation or not, but this party is being broadcast live on The Ticket.
AM only.
Where at?
You didn't tell me that.
Hold on.
We're hearing
from Blake that this is AM only. Blake is back at the studio right now. What do you mean it's AM only?
Well, yeah, FM is down and Sports Day app is down.
Holy crap.
So... But that's AM goes pretty part. Far at night,
well,
so that's...
to take care of this. AM does not go far at night.
What? Okay, Killer told me it did.
Not our AM, no. And don't listen to anything Killer says. That guy is the dumbest human being to ever walk the earth. Okay?
And I say that as friends.
And yes, and believe me, I can say that because I'm higher ranked than he is.
Right.
So, and plus, I think he would agree. I think if you got him in a room, shot up full of sodium pentothal, maybe a Scientology e-meter on him, I think that he would say that, yes, he is the dumbest human being to ever walk the face of the earth. However, he did marry into a family that is going to see him never have to work a day in his life if he chooses not to.
Unbelievable.
Why? He has such a prestigious job now. Why would he ever quit?
Blake, I know you like crapping on Killer because you consider yourself a better human being than he is, and that's a quote from you from your email earlier today.
You know, as the kids say, spot the lie.
Is that your ticket enemy, Blake? Is Killer your ticket enemy?
Oh, for sure.
Why do you hate him?
Listen, spend 10 years taking orders from him, and you'll understand why I am the way I am towards him.
Why? Because you can't understand half of them?
Yeah.
They're all full of shake voice and nervous talk?
Yes. Killer, what do you want me to do? Get it out, buddy. It's just me. We're just friends.
You think his small amount of power went to his head?
You can't make sudden moves around him?
Yeah, even me. Like, I can't raise my hand.
He gets scared.
Yeah.
He gets scared and scurries away. What?
Can I have this last Miller Genuine Draft in the back
of the fridge? Yes, take whatever you want. I quit drinking.
There's nothing to drink here.
I didn't even know they still made this.
I don't think they do. It's kind of old.
Must be pretty fun over there, guys.
Yeah, we're having a good time, Blake.
Yeah, I'm holding down here, so if you need anything.
So, get this, Mike. I had to quit drinking.
When?
A few different times.
Court-ordered?
Two of the times were court-ordered. Another one of the times it was relationship-ordered. Another one of the times my doctor said... One more drink, and the whole thing could shut down. So there was a bit of a health scare. But, totally sober. On alcohol, I can still do some other things. Which, by the way, what do you have in the duffel bag there, Soroy? You've got a duffel bag full of drugs.
It's a tackle box. Just open it up. It's all color-coded.
Look at this. Look at it. You've got a tackle box full of drugs here, Davey.
I like it.
Yeah, because I thought there was going to be like 100 people here because you're Gordon Keith and you're throwing a house party.
I'm Gordon Keith. And all I have is some blood pressure medicine to offer people. and half an Adderall.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you have a tackle box full of drugs. Here.
Well, I thought tonight was going to be special, but apparently not.
Can you can you open up to the pre-roll section of the tackle box?
Help yourself is the point. We got plenty, unfortunately. I'll say that because there's not a girl within 2 square miles of us right now, apparently. And I was
promised. Yeah, this is turning out tier one party, here, guys.
Hey,
if you guys
Mike,
want, though,
I brought
look.
Some crazy bread if you're hungry.
Yeah, I heard that. No, Mike. All good.
Since we don't have any women here, would you guys like to watch a little pornography with me? No.
What flavor?
No. What? Yeah, what is Gordon into?
I've got
days?
Anything that you want here.
You still watch tapes?
Here we go. Let's see here.
Oh, God. Let's show you what I got. VHS stack.
Get over here.
Are those laser discs? What do you do? You have laser
discs?
Let's
see. All right. We got some ATM Volume 3. Farrah Abrams Backdoor Teen Mom 17.
Mm-hmm.
Gay for Pay 48.
Hmm. Right, just pop that one in as a joke.
Gave that one to me.
Pop that in as a joke. Just like a stupid joke.
Yeah, we could watch it as like a crazy joke.
Yeah, we're just messing around. It's just stupid.
Look at this. Look at his hilarious giant D.
Y'all do that that deal where you like dare your buddy to make out with you just to prove that you're each not gay?
Right.
Yeah.
See that? That's always fun. All right. Okay. Now,
let's get into it.
Leave that on mute in the background.
We'll leave it on mute in the background.
It's time for topics.
All right. Now, I ask each of you to bring something to talk about. You bring a covered dish, you bring a gift, and you bring a topic. And so, since Davey has forbidden us to talk about whatever he was talking about before, about the grape cluster around his anal region, it goes to you, Mike.
Okay.
What is on Mike Soroy's mind?
I have two options. What? All right. It's sort of hypothetical. I don't know. Take it however you want. You, Gordon, Davey, everyone at this party, which is just you two, you walk into a house. And it's a surprise party for you, comprised only of every person you've ever slept with.
That's this party right here. You guys are it.
Well, I...
And then what happens?
Well...
My dream has come true.
Imagine the scenario. And then, first off, what do you do? How do you react? And then, how long does it take... Do you know immediately? How long does it take for you to figure out what this whole situation is?
If the people that I've slept with showed up to a party, I would figure out the theme immediately.
Yeah.
Like 3 seconds.
There would be no reason for those people to all be together unless it was to throw a surprise party for the person that they've all slept with in common.
Right. I would immediately sniff out the fact that, hey, Mike Soroy set this up, didn't he?
But you guys are 50-something years old. This is dating back to when you were a hot teen or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would recognize maybe 20% of them.
Okay, so yeah, good question. Would
they
you recognize all of them?
Incredibly different.
Does Air Force love count?
Yeah, what does Air Force love?
Clearly counts.
Well, you know, Mike served in the military and...
Oh, yeah, that's right. How long were you in the service?
You're both welcome for that. 4 years.
4 years. Did you notice anything going on with the guys?
Sorry?
The don't ask, don't tell thing?
Yeah, I think that's what that policy refers to.
You mean the fit young airmen I work with?
Yes.
Right, like you promise.
Y'all just sleep with each other and then beat the hell out of each other right afterwards?
No, not exactly. I was assigned a bunkmate, though.
That had to sleep in your bunk bed with you?
Nah, not exactly. Different bunk. Different side of it.
Were you on top or bottom? Were you a top or a bottom?
Okay, two different questions. The first one, I slept in the bottom bunk.
And then there was a hole in the mattress of the top bunk? Phil.
Yeah, the milking table.
Molly bolt holes.
Yeah, my obligation.
What is the okay? What is the deal with the milking table?
I don't know about like, that. Like what?
I'm trying to figure out when table? I'm watching like, that. Just... What if I did watch that ever? Who? Which one's getting enjoyment out of this? It doesn't look like either of them are two.
Watching. The person watching.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Viewer,
yeah, I don't think don't I was.
You don't have to see the entire. Body of
you don't have to see the guy that's laying on top of the 8x4 plywood sheet,
right?
How did we get so off base when it comes to Grexuality? I don't.
Yeah, why do we need a table?
I don't know.
Not
a milking table.
What a terrible term, too.
Have either of you ever been milked?
888-787-1310. 214-888-787-1310. Do you still have to put 214 in front of 888?
No, I think that would...
No, you don't.
I don't know. I don't... It sounds like it would break the phone.
How many of us still have 214 numbers?
Hello.
You got one?
OG.
Dang. It's pretty good, man.
I still have the same phone number and the same email account from 1998.
I still have my email account from 1995, I think. And then I got my Gmail shortly thereafter. I got a Gmail back when you still... Do you remember this deal where you had to have an invitation to get a Gmail account? It's like everyone who had one got 5 invitations they could send out to another person.
Really?
Yeah. To get a Gmail account. And Frito, who was Norm's producer at the time, he had Gmail and he let me... You would petition people. Hey, man, will you let me be one of the ones that gets your Gmail invitations? And he gave me one. And that's how I got the glorious Gordon Keith at Gmail. Not Gordon Keith 382 or Gordon underscore K-E underscore I-T-H. None of that.
Dude, the underscore is the death.
So when you email me from halfahog@gmail.com, that's not the one that you got from
that's
Frito?
That's me forgetting to change the sender address.
I still have a Yahoo, and I feel like I have shame. When I give away my
I have Hotmail, and I've gotten over the shame. I don't care.
Really?
Is yours? You used to have an underscore one.
Yeah, I still do.
Hmm. It's no bueno. So, would you, Mike, recognize the party that you go into, and everyone that you've ever slept with is there at the party, mingling, probably filling up a whole couch? Do you recognize why?
Well, I think I would figure it out pretty quickly, but I'm just saying the second I walked in, if they all just say surprise,
why is Mike so far away from the mic?
I'm right by the mic, but your house is so palatial, it may sound like there's a bit of an echo.
There's no furnishings in here other than the Kevin Spacey wall treatments.
Hand drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like that would be a lot of people's nightmares. Maybe your best, maybe the greatest day of your life if you walked into a...
Do you think you could make it happen? Do you think you could string together, like, multiples?
Oh, that night?
Yeah. Like, they're all there.
Right. Like, are you
like, what's the agenda?
Winner?
Why are they there? Is it an intervention or they just want a party?
Right. I would imagine, in my head, if they just want a party. But are you looking to pick a winner?
Yeah, so you bust out the tackle box and you're like, let's go.
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I think it'd be a hell of a thing to walk into, though. And I think we all, look, if we're being honest with each other at this party of three that there's no one else at, and God forbid anyone fun or cool at, you might ask yourself, like, as you go to sleep at night, I imagine one of the things that you work out in the Rolodex in your mind is the magical, intimate moments of your life.
And your sex DVR?
If the other people remember, even care, you know.
Excuse me. Do you think Gordon's party would look like a casting call for the Village People?
What is with this work? Me being? Is there a rumor out there about me? You guys can be honest with me.
I don't know.
Just answer yes or no.
Oh, it's a rumor.
Just answer yes or no to the very question progressive. That we all have. One time, yes or no to your progressiveness.
As to whether I'm progressive or not?
Yes. If one time in your life you had a piping hot moment of progression.
I refuse to be defined by your culture and your strict morals.
When was the last time you
progressed
felt
so hard?
Progressive. When you felt progression deep inside.
When the loins are progressing. No, I don't. I have not. I'll answer that next.
Nope.
All right, let's find some beer, Mike. We got. There's got to be something.
There's got to be something fun in this building. He put extra work into the shading on the Kevin's.
The abs are really detailed.
It looks like Kevin Spacey. That's my point.
Crank up that theme song, Blake.
He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's the student of evils. He's the station's answer.
He's the Zeppelin. Didn't go up higher than that. Bam. Bam.
So I was able to run to the Circle K across the street and grab a six-pack of Miller Lite.
Oh, thank you.
So here you go.
Why wouldn't you have drinks?
Have great new. I do have drinks. Yep. There's some Gatorade and there's some strawberry quick mix, and there's some almond milk in there.
There's a dusty bottle of Drambuie that hasn't been touched for 10 years.
So I have such a treat for you guys because I arranged for some musical entertainment here at my house party. And he set up in the other room.
Okay. Behind one of the holes?
Which, no. The other room, meaning the other half of this room, which I use as sort of my bedroom. So this part of the room is the living room, that part's the bedroom,
and then
of
course the kitchen
with the hot plate there. So I figured that we would listen to a little musical entertainment. I think he's ready back there. So go ahead and take it away. Ladies and gentlemen of Gordon Keith's house party, please welcome Michael Gruber!
Wow, Chili Peppers, I guess, huh?
Hello.
Came in early.
That wasn't right. So this is my second time on stage, so...
That's okay, you're a little pitchy.
He knows it's just the three of us, right?
You gotta play like you're playing Reunion.
Hello, will I
it's really
Pepper
good.
Pepperay, my son.
Yeesh.
That, I can't play that one. I can't play guitar and sing at the same time.
Well, just try to do something. I know this one. Break a string.
Mike, did Lecce have a band?
Dude, yeah. All 97s were there.
No way.
Yeah. I'd say 200 people there.
Jesus.
I got a bad disease. Up from my brain is where I bleed. Insanity, it seems. It's got me by my Woo! Soul to sleep. Well, the love from
me sucks. Why did you invite him?
He invited himself.
At least he showed up.
These angels in my dream.
He's the only person that responded to my invitation.
That's me. Why did you send him one?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Okay, all right.
Woo! Very good effort. Very good effort.
I've got to take it slow.
All right. Thank you.
Peace of mind. Gonna give you some of my good time. You're so polite indeed. Well, I got everything I need. Oh, make my days agree.
I guess the guitar
take
just
take away my self-destruction.
I don't know if it.
It's very, very sweet. I'm on a roller coaster, but I'm on my feet. Take me to the river, let me on your shore. Well, I'ma come back, baby. I'ma come back for more.
Okay.
I mean, in fairness, Anthony Kiedis doesn't play guitar while he sings.
I just don't know why he did the sock thing, too. We didn't need that part of it.
What was that pedal effect?
I've got to take it slow.
Is this a
medley? Oh, a medley. He's doing a medley.
He brings it back.
Greatest hits.
A classic.
Thank you, Mike. You don't have to. You don't have
you
to
can
keep
be
going,
done.
Michael.
You can be done.
Oh, we get the idea, buddy.
He's shaking a no finger at us.
Good job. Please don't sing.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a pulse. Sometimes I feel like I only.
Did he really need to bring a PA?
No. He could have just done acoustic.
Lonely as I am, yeah, though we cry.
Well.
I drive on a street he's my companion.
This is pretty
Michael,
fun.
I think we're just going to listen to the radio.
So how long do you think Lecce's is going to be snowing?
I would say if we zip over there now, we're good to go.
Please stay here.
Don't. Oh, he's right here.
I never want to feel.
Oh, my God.
Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever want to feel. I got did that day.
Use some vocal processing, I think. A little reverb or something.
Gordon, you're literally one of, like, the, at least on radio, like, coolest, I'm using finger quotes, and most famous people.
Yeah.
If you throw a party.
Yeah. Rhett. Thank you, Michael! Michael Gruber, ladies and gentlemen! Thank you!
Pretty good!
Michael!
Pretty good!
Not.
Hang up for a little
not the
while.
Worst.
No, I think we're fine, buddy. Yeah, we're fine. You, you need any help getting your stuff out of here?
No, I did it myself.
Thanks. Drive safe.
Like,
buddy.
I might think
Drive
hot
safe.
People, big names would show up.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a text, guys. Corby said Uh-oh. He's on his way. Oh.
Yes!
Never mind. No, sorry. I opened the text. He's on his way to bed.
Oh.
Sorry. Mm. The preview said on his way. I got excited. So I guess Corby's out.
All right. That's okay. We're having fun here, aren't we?
Yeah,
who needs
Corby?
Corby?
A good time,
yeah.
This is like one of the most exciting Saturday nights I've had in a long time. Got my buds here. Mm. My buds. Little Saroy up top, buddy. Up top. Okay. Little, leave me hanging. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
This,
up top.
This is getting uncomfortable, Mike.
Up top. Come on. Oh,
just
leave me hanging.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
There we go. All right. What do you say we go to the phones, boys? Let's start off with.
I got you guys a girl to talk to, Brittany, in Fort Worth. Excited to talk to you.
Hey, Brittany.
Brittany, please come here. Come to this party right now, please.
Hey, Brittany.
Gordon, it's Brittany.
Damn it.
We met at K-Trail Ice House last night. You got into a fight with the wait staff because you refused to wear a mask.
Well, because our governor
sounds like you
said that I didn't have to.
You agreed to go to my Tri-Delt sophomore formal with me at SMU next weekend?
No.
All right, I'm going to hang up. Mavs won. Who cares?
Okay, let's go to
Jess in Oklahoma.
Jess.
Please be a girl.
Your own camp fan.
Please be a girl.
Hi.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Yes! This party is awesome. Yes, Jess is here.
You don't know. I'm like that excited too.
Jeez.
What's up?
My boyfriend has been listening since '97, and he was introduced me to it like a year ago.
Wait, so
is he getting fat?
How long has he been around?
He's 52.
Ugh. He's not welcome to my Molly bolt holes.
How old are you, Jess?
I'm 30.
52 Whoa. And 30?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Has he got big bucks?
Ooh, baby.
What's the story there? Why are you going out with a 52-year-old?
Oh, my God, if you saw this man. Come on.
Does he look a lot like me?
I kind of doubt it.
Oh, my God, he looks just like you, Gordo. Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
So he forced you to call in. You know nothing about this station, right?
Are you? Do you want to test me? Get
yes.
in my red car. No. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
How old were you when he started grooming you?
Okay. I was 12.
Inappropriate question. Oh, my Lord.
I'm kidding. I met him when I was 28.
Okay. All right. So here is your quiz.
Okay. Let's go.
What is the current name of our noon to three show?
Dragon Den.
Ooh. I'll sort of allow it. I mean,
that's so close.
One hurts.
So far away.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I so far off these?
Yeah. It's the Hang Zone.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, the Hang Zone, but they wanted to change it. That was the name that they tried to introduce.
Did you say the Hang Zone?
Yeah.
Are you from Minnesota or somewhere?
I am actually from Mississippi.
You are?
Nice.
We're about
your people.
I'm from Biloxi.
Damn. What did you cuss?
No, yeah, I said shut the front door.
Oh, okay.
No, we caught it.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Gulfport, Mississippi, representing.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think I could love you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right,
Dave, let's go. Dave, it's our time to back out of here. Let's go.
You live north of Courthouse
He's
Road
distracted.
Or south?
I live on Pops Ferry.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Is there still that Tasty Donuts there on Pass Road?
That one had the best.
I don't know. I haven't lived there since 2009. I don't know.
Oh, same here. All right.
Do you have a question for Mike Saroy or Gen X Davey or me?
Gordo, do you have a secret family?
A secret family? No, I don't have a secret family.
Oh, that's what Reddit says.
But I'm looking to start one. No,
Whoa,
I don't have a secret family. I have a real human family.
Is it weird
that people on Reddit speculate about you, Gordon?
Yes. Why? Who could possibly be interested in me family? All right, we get a text. Thank you. What's your name, Jess?
I live in the Air Force too.
Hey, hell yeah! Where at?
Yeah.
Where
are you? Semper Fi.
Woo! the Air Force on Pass Road or Courthouse Road?
Where were you stationed at?
Were you CB?
I was stationed at Meldon Hall in Tampa.
Oh. Hot.
I got lucky.
What's the worst part of being female?
What's the worst part of being female?
The blood.
You know what? Actually, I'll take it because things are really fun with that. But
what?
The worst part is that people just don't take you serious.
Things are really fun with the blood part.
Oh, it's a blast,
so to speak.
Not so to speak, Dutch.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. She redeemed herself with the Dutch reference.
Okay. Have you been married before?
Bye, Jess. What?
I've been married twice.
Twice before or just twice?
Twice before. I'm divorced.
Kids?
I have two kids. I have a 4 and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
Wait, but are you married now?
No. I have a boyfriend that's 52.
Sugar daddy.
He is not sugar daddy. I make my own money, but thank you.
So your kids are only 4 and 2?
Yes.
I didn't think this party could get any sadder. All right. Thanks for
We listen to you every morning, Gordo.
Thanks. I love you. Thank you so much.
My favorite drop. Can I tell my favorite drop? Because I saw it in real time. My favorite drop is good morning.
Okay. Thank you, Jess. God bless you. Thank you for calling into my house party. We do appreciate it. Coming up next, Mike Soroy tells the story of the au pair.
TXU. Take one part morning muser, one part orphaned rant expat, plus whoever else gets roped into this thing. You've got yourself a Saturday night edition of the Deep Night Tick on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
He's playing it again, Dave.
This playlist is the worst playlist I've ever heard.
I'm pouring a cold one, boys.
Is that a Fresca?
It's a pamplemousse. It's La Croix. Known as the whitest of all drinks.
Oh, he's
you are listening
down, huh?
To Gordon Keith's house party of fun. We are having a great time. I got a couple of my friends here. A lot of them couldn't make it tonight because of the bad weather and all the car accidents. So we got Gen X Davey. Gen X Davey, say hi to the folks.
Hey, guys.
And we got Michael Soroy, the sea cow.
Yeah. Donovan just texted me.
What did he say?
He said, I'm at home doing literally nothing. That's it.
Why didn't he show up?
That's what I got. I'm not going to lie, Gordon. This is not... I mean, it's fun, and I... Look, Gordon, you're amazing.
We're having a great time.
We're having an okay time.
Yeah.
It's not what we were promised.
We've talked to people. We've talked to P1s. We heard Groobs sang. Groobs! He's still outside the window. Wave to Groobs, guys. Wave to Groobs. He's standing out there.
See you later, Groobs.
There he is.
It's fine.
So we've had a lot of fun with music, with calls. And now it's time for a news story. Dateline, Gulfport, Florida. Not Gulfport, Mississippi, but Gulfport, Florida.
I don't even think that's a place.
Two women in Pinellas County, Florida, allegedly stole an entire beer bucket filled with sex toys that were meant for charity.
A bucket?
a beer bucket.
A beer bucket.
So full like of one of those metal Corona.
Okay.
One of those metal Corona or Dos Equis buckets.
I don't know if they were icing them down, but.
But instead of ice and long necks.
Everything's funnier in a bucket.
It's just fun colored dills sticking.
Right.
Like sticking out, like an edible arrangement.
Do you guys ever get annoyed at the double standard between men and women when it comes to personal enjoyment aids?
Why? Because we can't use power tools?
Yeah, it just seems like there's a double standard. You know, I think a woman can throw an attachment on a Sawzall, and it's just that. It's fine. Yeah, go great. Empowering. A guy does it, and he's David Berkowitz.
Maybe it's the cleanup.
What do you mean? I don't think women are hosing them off after each time either, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think they're just redrawing them.
Maybe they wipe it off on the edge of the bed.
If you could use the best device ever created,
get the duvet
smear.
But
you had to buy it used.
Hey, you know, there are actual. Thank goodness we're on
like the ultimate.
We can talk about this.
The ultimate VR fleshlight.
Everything.
There.
But it's.
Gentle. There is like forums where people do re-gift these things, like expensive designer items.
How do you know about this?
Read about it in the New York Times.
It's always the New York Times.
Yeah. And I can't imagine doing that. I mean, I guess if you don't have lots of tackle box drug money.
I bet you get over it pretty quick once you see what this thing can do.
How awesome they are.
Pay like 99 bucks.
This is weird for a second, but.
Mm-mm. Pay Stanley Steamer like 99 bucks.
Yeah. I don't think they do those items at Stanley Steamer.
It sounds like a pressure washer.
Log it, Blake. You notice, Blake, you're not talking very much tonight.
Blake!
Well, I'm kind of not at the party.
Well, yes, you that's by design.
You told me to come to the studio.
So.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I did, and it's hit. So.
It's a weird party, Blake.
I will never like pot. Pot is overrated to me.
But what about male sex apparatuses?
They are overrated to me.
So nothing can replace human touch for you.
Well, I don't even have that. I'm telling you, man, my life is wheels off.
Overrated.
What?
Pot is overrated to you.
Yeah.
And you're a creative type. I would think that there might be a case where you were using pot.
No.
And then suddenly you're...
And suddenly got a lot of inspiration? No.
Yes.
What's your drug? Writing
pills?
But I have heard... I have heard...
Yes.
That... Those people who carry around a lot of anxiety in their day-to-day life...
That's me.
...that pot or even just drugs in general that make you lose control exacerbate the anxiety that you already feel. So it's going to make you feel worse. You're set up to fail.
Yeah, it makes me feel all anxious and gross. And I just want the feeling to go away. And I don't think that my experience is universal. Obviously, people get something different out of it than I do. But is that your drug of choice, Mike?
No. As I told you on the show today, I don't even use weed anymore. Because... It's a hard sentence, right?
anymore.
Because, well, no, I did. I'm not going to lie. I did for like 10 plus years, like all day, every day. But there's a few things. I was like, number one, if I'm working at a radio station, like, am I repeating the same things? Am I, I was unsure about that. But then I had a lot of anxiety that came out of smoking weed. And I was like, obviously I don't want this. So now I kind of associate weed with an immediate sort of terrible anxiety that I'm far better off not feeling.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's
okay.
talk to
Texas.
Well,
Tech,
we only have one call, and it's from Spam Risk. Do you want to take it?
That's the only call we have?
Yeah.
This is the lamest house party ever. Nobody shows up. Nobody's calling. What are people on Twitter saying? Do we have a hashtag we can?
Well, if you no, because we're only on AM, so I don't. The people that listen to AM radio can't really get in touch with us.
I was expecting this to be.
I understand that.
But, incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that this was going to launch my radio career. All of it.
Playoff C references something called the duvet smear. I don't know what that means. Was that said on the air?
Yeah, you don't want to do the sheets, the duvet. You don't want to have to take that off and wash it.
Okay.
It is a sad move when you have to pull all the sheets off of bed real quick after.
Oh, we got another call.
Okay, who do we have, Blake?
Hey.
You may know this guy.
Okay.
It's Gene from Carrollton.
Oh.
Oh my gosh! So we had a party going.
Is that Gordon Keith?
The only person who'd show up is a 75-year-old. Hi, Gene.
Hey, oh, it's all right, Gordon. I'm hipper than most young kids are, baby.
That is true. That is true.
Hey, Gordon Keith, I just want to thank you for 25 years of entertainment and knowledge, and at 5:30 in the morning, waking me up. 5:30 in the morning. And having a good time, and thank you so much. I appreciate very much from all the P1s out here, you know. You understand?
I understand perfectly.
And I'm Ten having four. My double Chevy Regal on the rocks to celebrate you. And hi, Mike Ray.
Hey, Gene. What's up, brother?
And not much, what's... baby. We're grooving and grooving. But, Gordon... Thank you so much for all the good times and all the good laughs. Take it up.
Thank you, Gene! Gene! Yeah!
And if Gene, come over.
If you
hey, Gene, have you ever been on a milking table?
A milking table? Hell no, baby. No, no. No, not in my 75 years, buddy. Yeah.
That wasn't like a big deal back in the 40s or whatever.
No, hell no. Yeah, I think... Listen, I had, I'm saying, I've been in the military like Sheroy there, and, we had a, I'm saying it was a crazy times in the 70s.
Yeah, you do what you got to do in there, right?
That's right. Certainly right, sir. You know.
Doesn't matter. Did that now, Sheroy was telling us that he was a top, right? Is that what I remember?
No, he was a bottom.
He was a bottom. What about you, Gene? Were you on top or bottom?
He was the milker, not the milky.
I was the infantry on the down in the jungle fighting and worried about every day I was going to get killed. That was my M.O.
Fighting Charlie?
Yes, sir. And I survived. Only I had the last rites and everything, and I survived, and many of my friends got blown to bits right in front of me, Gordon Keith. You understand? So... I hit the wrong one.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Okay, kid.
I'm trying to... Hold on. There you go. Gene, that is applause for you and your service to this country. It ended faster than I thought it was going to, but for you and your service, and also to Mike Sirois right here with me tonight. Up top! Okay. Yeah!
Okay, high fives. Hey, Gene, for real.
I'm throwing you a high five.
You bet you are.
You know.
So
thank you very much. And thank you for all the good memories with your mom and dad. Had so many great laughs till your father fell over the coffee table. Yeah? Remember that? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, when my dad fell over a coffee table. Because my mom turned our house into an obstacle course.
That's right.
With all our decorating.
That was Dick Van Dyke. That wasn't your dad.
Gene, we love you.
I love you too, kiddo. And I'll be sending you a package with a couple more DVD tapes. So
we already went through those earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Back to our
Gene,
team mom.
Real quick, Dave Lane would like to say something directly to you as an appreciation for your service and everything. Here's Dave Lane.
Okay, thank you.
Gene, I pray every day in thanks that God brought you back from the beyond to be on the air right now.
Thank you, sir.
Did they?
And it's an honor for me because I'm representing all my friends that didn't make it back here. Mm-hmm.
They're all partying in the great beyond for you.
It's not a day that don't go by. I sleep on the floor every night from my injuries that I sustained, and I always have pain. Every day of my life is in pain, but I'm alive, and I can walk and run, you know, and do whatever I have to do. I'm a survivor.
A final piece of advice for you as you get into your golden years, Gene, Mike Soroy has some parting words of wisdom.
That's really, thank you.
Go ahead, Mike.
For giving me that moment. Gene, wait, you sleep on the floor?
Yes.
What's the whole deal with that?
For my back. It's good for my back, Mike, because my legs and everything. I'm just fortunate I still got my two legs.
So Gene, your sleep number is 100.
Yeah, but I sleep like a baby. I got my pillow, Gene, my quilt, and I do my exercise every morning.
I'm honored that you even know my name. Thank you for talking to me and Davey. I know the real reason you called. We have Gordon Keith here, and I think wants to sign off, at least with this call, and talk directly to you. This is Gordon Keith of AM Ticket.
Okay, certainly. Yes, Gordon.
Gene?
Yes, sir.
For all the people that you so valiantly served for, what was it, Korea? Where'd you say you fought? Did you ever meet BTS?
Yeah, Nam.
Oh.
No, he wasn't hunting down BTS's grandparents.
Okay. So we thank you for not only serving our country, which you did so admirably, and did you say that you were, like, killed and brought back to life or something? Didn't you say that you...
Yeah, he flatlined.
I was, sure. I'm saying I had the last rites and everything, and
Hold on. Hey, Gene, have you heard this part of the song? Listen to this.
Aren't you glad you live to hear this?
Yes.
You have to admit, Gene, that that's catchy.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that you tried to prevent BTS from ever coming into existence.
Right.
That is a catchy song.
That's right. It's a novelty. You know, hey, Gordon, I got 2,645 home, you know?
Yeah, this is the thing. Gene has, like, this huge record collection.
Yeah.
That stuff's probably worth a lot of money now.
Yeah, I'm saying I bought records for a quarter, and now they're $200, Mr. Gordon.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Gene, this is, in all seriousness.
Yes, sir.
This part of the song is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Because they bring it up and then hit the...
It's catchy, and I think this is the first one they actually did in English.
Right.
All right. So, Gene.
Oh, sure. Very good. Good. You know, I'm saying...
You are our Funhouse Party P1 of the day.
Okay. Thank you.
Because, yes. I'm serious. I am serious. I'm giving you this honor. I'm giving you this honor because not only did you serve in Nam, which was a horrible engagement for this country. I mean, the stuff that you guys went through. How old were you when you went?
19.
Isn't that crazy?
No, 19.
You know what we were doing when we were 19?
Right. Sure. And, you know, I was a good kid, Catholic kid and everything like that. And all of a sudden, you have to, you know, it's either, you know, get killed or take somebody's life. And I've been thinking about that all my life. Well, one other poor person had a family, and I had that to do that only because government put me in these positions where I had no choice but to stay alive, you know? And I was just fortunate. My friends didn't.
Yeah, that is...
Jesus, man.
You get like a mulligan for that. Like, that's not really murder.
Yeah.
No, I know.
That doesn't count on your ledger.
That's what they keep... But it's in my heart every day of my life. I get up in the morning after I listen to Gordon and the 5:30 news with Craig and George, and I try to forget by exercising. And my exercise has kept me alive because, you know what's amazing about Gordon? You show at 5:30 in the morning. Just think of this. You can put this on your resume. It was twice. I didn't want to go on for the day, and I had my pistol in my mouth, ready to
blow
off. What
and
the?
You said something funny, or Craig said something that I started laughing, and I said, well, maybe another day and stuff like that.
Well, good thing you didn't laugh too hard in your fingers.
Yeah, too bad it didn't have a. At least you had over 2 pounds of pressure on that trigger. Okay, hey, listen, Gene. Yeah, sure. You've really picked up the party here.
No.
You have made this.
Maybe I brought it down a little.
No, nope, you shut your mouth.
Okay.
You shut your mouth and put that pistol away.
You keep on living, Gene. You just keep on living.
Are beloved, and I mean that. I know George and Craig and I, we love you, Gene. You know, always cheer us up.
For you guys, for all the ticket guys, but especially for you guys because you kept me alive all these years. And I'm saying because of you, I'm still alive.
Man, what a meaningful call, Gene. Seriously, that was awesome. If you were here at my party,
you
had responded to my invitation and had actually shown up, Gene, I would hug your neck.
That's right. That's why when I see you guys, I always try to hug you because you meant so much to me, guys.
We would throw you right up on the milking table right now.
And listen to this guy.
All three of us underneath. Yeah,
I mean, just...
Six hands.
We'll give you a six-hander, Gene.
That's right, baby.
That's what we're talking about.
Six hands up for Gene.
Six hands up.
All right,
milk
Gene.
Hands
up. I almost dropped my dimple pinch scotch here, but it's okay.
All right. Okay. Gene, go to bed.
Gene.
Go to bed, Gene. Gene. Yeah. Woohoo, Gene. Oh, my gosh.
That was uplifting and depressing at the same time.
I feel like I've just been through hell with Gene. I think me hearing about his experiences was worse than even him having them.
We just probably. More,
I don't know if that's narcissistic of me, but...
Yeah, harder for you.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to replay the Gene phone call. Stay with us. Woo! All right. It is 11:46 here on Sports Radio 96.7 FM. The Ticket, Sports Day app, 13:10 a.m.
Yeah.
He's in the air, and he slaps me hard because I can react. He plunges. I cry out from the slap and from his sudden assault again and again, falling apart beneath him as he continues to slam deliciously.
All right. The boys there are watching a DVD in the old player. George Dunham doing some narration. What's going on?
Where's
the screen?
George? He was supposed to come tonight. Where's he?
Didn't show
Where's
up.
Where's
texted me, said he had extreme diarrhea and could not make it. Some response on the Twizzler from Gene's phone call. JDW says, a six-hander for Gene on the milking table. That's an ender.
I mean, that's how much we love America and we love Gene.
Seriously, after that call that Gene just delivered unto this program.
I thought I was getting deep with my fatty deposit on my taint.
Yeah. You just have hemorrhoids.
The Dallas Denali tweets, I'd like to offer to take a turn under the milking table for Gene. Salut.
That's nice.
He just wants that six way.
Can you imagine, seriously, going through what Gene went through?
No.
Like, they're the closest. I mean, you were actually in the service,
so
in the Air Force.
I'm so far from anything like that.
What was the closest you ever came to a live combat zone?
I would say as close as you two. Honestly, I was in the Air Force. We were between.
So I'm the only one of the three of us that's killed somebody? I thought for sure you would have shot someone down or.
I will confirm I have zero confirmed kills.
Like a code red?
I'm sorry, none. I wish.
Do a code red on Santiago?
Gene's a hero, and I'm glad he was part of your party, I guess, whatever this is.
What are you drinking?
He's drinking bourbon. I think he brought bourbon in his tackle box.
You have all those drugs, and you just chose bourbon.
Just slug the one legal thing.
Yeah, amyl nitrate, you've got uppers, downers, yeah. Molly. We should have done shrooms.
It wouldn't have kicked in time. Like, if we did them, like,
yeah,
right at the beginning.
Sign off and have the worst.
Joshua's behind on the app, and he just claims that he got bingo on Sawzall. I've never said Sawzall on the air ever.
Yes, you have. By the way, speaking of poppers.
Yeah.
Are you aware that Ewan McGregor has a new series on Netflix called Halston?
Oh, is this the cocaine iPhone or whatever? Cocaine
no,
phone?
No, he plays Halston the designer.
Yeah, but isn't there a plot point there where he has a phone full of cocaine?
I think he dies before that.
Oh.
I mean, the majority of it, I only saw bits and pieces, but the majority of it was set in the 70s, I suppose. Late 60s, 70s, early 80s, maybe. But yeah, there's definitely some scenes with some poppers, and you get to see Obi-Wan getting bent over a railing.
Oh, Lord. Does he change into the Obi-Wan character before he does it, or is he still Halston?
No, he's still Halston, but I can't unsee it. Just looks like Obi-Wan.
Was that, like, part of the Star Trek? Is that canon that Obi-Wan was gay? Like, in his later years, when he turned into Alec Guinness?
I don't think that's canon.
We got a call.
Maybe it's just Ty Walker headcanon. To this parter, and he... party, and he could probably... Yeah, I mean, Ty Walker would probably have these answers.
Uh-oh, your continent's
leaving
you.
I probably have to head home pretty soon.
You're not driving.
Let's take a
you
call.
You are spending the night in my bed
me. I am not sleeping
you
here.
Are the top,
just
as always.
Face down on
bottom.
The M table.
All right, let's go to the phones, and let's talk to...
Tracy. Please
Tracy.
Be a girl. Please be a girl. Please be a girl.
You're on AM.
Hey, what's up?
I think that this is a girl, Blake.
Did I disguise my voice?
Oh my gosh. What just happened?
I'm sorry. Oh, that didn't work. So what's been up for the last 20 years? Because I haven't listened since the rant.
Is this bong hit, Tracy?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Davey, is this bong hit, Tracy? You remember her voice, don't you?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Really?
I know. It's been a colossal waste of my time, hasn't it, that I'm still around after these many years.
You have been listening that many years to this mess. This abortion of a radio program.
I'm so sad. It's so sad. It's so sad. It really is. But it's good, in a good way.
Uh-huh.
It is. You always used to take my last call of the day, actually, of your show.
Really? You're always the last caller?
You always asked me what I was doing, and I was always in bed, and that hasn't changed.
So what have you? What has happened in your life over these past 20 years?
Divorce.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah. And honestly, that's it. No kids, nothing else.
How long were you married?
You know, I do show my boobs a lot on Twitter, so, I mean...
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
What account?
Wait, what account?
Even the boob girl's making fun of me.
It's okay.
I love it. I love it. I'm right there with you. It's okay. I want to shout out to Christina Ray. What's up?
Oh, always lovely.
What's up?
So is that out in the open, like talked about? Right, that's official.
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
I didn't want to. I want to make sure I wouldn't say anything.
I've seen pictures, so it's okay.
Yeah, we're a hot it couple.
How long have y'all been
hot,
going
hot
out?
Hot media couple.
We've been going steady.
How does it feel?
Like a year.
How does it feel that she's more famous than you know?
Is she?
Nah.
Hmm?
I don't quite think so. Where are these bibbies at? What account?
What was that word? Bibbies.
All right.
I like it. I like how Mike's voice just kind of slows down with the night. It's awesome.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It is awesome. It's great. No, seriously, colossal waste of time the last 20 years. It's great. I have absolutely nothing to show for.
Sorry,
it,
I'm looking
so
for
happy.
Music right now on my phone, and it's
is
not
her nickname really
for...
Bong Hit Amy?
Bong Hit Tracy, sir.
Amy,
are you Bong Hit jerk. Tracy?
Yes, it's Bong Hit Tracy.
And this is a rant regular.
How does Apple Music not have MGMT?
My name is Amy.
It is Amy. Is it Amy?
No, it's not Amy.
No, I'm sorry. I promised myself I wouldn't pull a Jess and squeal on the air. My bad.
Do you hate Jess? Nobody...
I don't. I want to kiss sweet Jess on the lips.
Okay. Oh,
to get her
there?
To stop talking. Come on.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Hold on a second. I got to see how my Doge is doing.
I have a joke for y'all.
Dogecoin is 34 cents. Thank you.
You're so rich.
All right, you got a joke, or what'd you say, a song?
I got a joke.
Go.
How come you never
see... Is this about Gene and his pistol?
Oh.
How come you never see a pregnant Barbie?
Oh, we know. I... Blake
because he always is delivered in a different box. I'm sorry, Blake.
It's okay. You didn't get to hear it because it got dumped.
But you don't think I wasn't Googling it? Because yes, I am that old. It's okay,
Tracy. Now we would like to hold on, Davey. Reach over there and turn down the music. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Bong Hit Tracy, now we would like to turn it over to a representative from the United States Air Force to deliver a very special message of thank-you-ness to you. Mike Soroy, take it.
Bong Hit Tracy, I appreciate you calling in to the Gordon Keith Fun House Party. It would have been more fun if you showed up, or if anyone showed up, other than me and Dave Lane. Because all in all, this has been a trash party. But that said, if your nickname is Bong Hit Tracy, we appreciate your service in pulling tubes for years and years. What's he doing?
I want to know if Mike is at full salute.
Okay.
But, well, I don't know about that.
Thank you, Tracy. Oh, thank you so much for your call.
I love you.
Oh.
We don't know who you're talking to.
That sounded like she meant it. No, that was to you.
No, I think that was for Gordon. 100% that was for Gordon.
No.
I mean, I've never heard anything more sincere than that.
Not from any of your six ex-wives?
No, no, yeah, no. No one has ever said that to me.
Yeah. You know, there's. I bet you there are probably somebody out there right now who's married to someone who's never told them they loved them.
I have feelings for you.
And I appreciate you. Thank you. All right, Blake.
I love the person that you are.
Blake.
Yes.
Let's check in with the tote board and see how much money we raised tonight for our charity.
What's the charity?
I was supposed to bring a tote board.
We raised no money for charity because I forgot to mention the fact that we were trying to raise money for Toys for Tots.
I thought it was milking table for the homeless.
Next time, milking table for vets. Next time, we will do it.
Sorry, I missed that one.
Next time, we will do that. Now, we never got around to, Davey, your topic that you were going to bring up.
Right.
What was it?
Well, it was how should Spotify and other streaming services pay royalties to artists?
Thank God we didn't get to your topic.
That sounds awful.
Thank the good Lord. And EA?
Mm. Yeah.
EA?
Yeah.
How'd you feel on board tonight? Did you do all right?
It was
sitting
all
next
right.
to Blake?
Yeah, it was cool. He's a little too high, but...
All right, so thank you to EA.
Oh, jeez!
Just stepped on my headphones. Sorry. No, I stepped on my headphones. Sorry, that hurt. God dang, that hurt. Thanks to EA, thanks to Blake, thanks to all the P1s that called in. We probably took over, what, 3-4 dozen calls?
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who called in. Thanks to Gene. We need to send someone over to do a welfare check on him in the morning. We'll get that done. Thank you to Mike Soroy for showing
Mike
up at the
Uber?
Party. Thanks to, yes, I'm going to take Mike home. And heard from Ducey last minute. He says, dying laughing about the milking table. It's not that bad. You should try it. It's from Mike Ducey, a text. Thanks to everyone who made this one such a special one. And thanks to Toys for Tots for coming on board as a charity partner of the program. We promise that we will help them out a little bit more next time.
I just moved and I have a beer bucket full of sex toys that I'm happy to donate.
Boom. Okay. We're not going to give that to Toys for Tots. We will give that to the vet.
I'm
going to
come by, Gordon.
That we're working for.
I'm going to swing by on my way home.
That's okay, Blake. I'm going to shut it down here.
What,
Mike? Let's go to Lecce.
I'm going to shut it down.
I brought
let's hit
ribs.
The music. Hit the theme
right
song.
Now.
Hit the theme song there, Blake.
Okay, I'm going
to. Here we go. Thank you to everyone who's been a part of this one.
I'm going to come by.
This is Gordo's Fun House signing out for a Saturday night.
Okay, see you later. I'm headed over now.
No, don't come over here. Don't come over here.
I got to give you my gift.
I'm shutting it down. Okay. Thank you.
Right, see,
thank you.
See you in a minute.
P1s. Love y'all. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Dave.
All right, let's
y'all
go,
take
Mike.
Take care. Drive safe, Dave.
Come on, I'll drive you.
Mike,
arrive. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound.